begin with Justice, your digital doctor here yet once more. Tonight we're going to talk about a little bit of networking type of things, NFS.
Not for resale, no.
That's NFR.
Good joke.
NFS, Network File System. Now, this is actually, to me, it's actually quite an interesting thing. And what it is, it's basically a means of peer-to-peer networking between computers. Now,
is NFS Novell?
NFS is actually more Sun. Novell is IPX, actually. That's their protocol. But what it actually promises to do is it's sort of a little bit like Novell, and it's a little bit like Windows 4 Workgroups, where every computer can actually talk to every computer. But you can actually use it even to replace a bit of Novell, because it actually is a networking system, if you like, where you can access files over Ethernet, dial-ups, anything that has TCP/IP.
Ooh.
Which is, of course, internet kind of things.
I've seen that on my Trumpet Windsock, TCP/IP.
Okay, there you go. He knows all about it. What
it's
a technical expert he is.
Century.
I know, man. I'm just being naive.
Now, what the nice thing is about NFS is it's actually been around for years and years, and I think it actually did originate from Sun. Don't quote me on that, but it's actually been around for years. But now, actually, with the internet gaining popularity, it's becoming more relevant because, of course, being TCP/IP based, it can do wonderful things for you. And what it can let you do is potentially, it actually should be able to allow you to access any machine anywhere, even on the internet. If you have their IP address and a NFS service at the other end, you should be able to access that machine remotely from anywhere in the world. And one of the nice things about it is that it also bridges hardware platforms. So if you've got a Mac with NFS, which it runs a NFS server service, for example, you could get into it from a PC that runs NFS, or maybe from a Unix workstation that runs NFS, and you can actually get into that remote machine. And again, the thing would be actually that you could hook it up on the other end of an internet link somewhere on a dial-up, perhaps even. Now, how does it work? Well, it's a little bit sort of like X-modem, if you like. It's sort of like a protocol where it's machine independent, really. You run your own software for the specific machine, a little bit like X-modem. You can have X-modem on a Mac, you can have X-modem on a PC, you can have X-modem on just about a shoebox or whatever.
On an Amiga.
Yeah, it makes no difference. It's basically a common protocol. And what you need is a machine service at the other end. In other words, they have to run a little program on their machine that basically allows you to get access into it. So you can't just hack into it. It actually have to allow you into it. And what it has is usually an exports file, which is basically a list of directories and or files and names against them or IP addresses of who's actually allowed to log into their machine and do what you would call mount that directory, for example, which is a little bit like Windows for Workgroups. You know, you give people permission to access your machines for printing or file sharing, and people can then log into your machine and use those files. Well, NFS is the same kind of thing, but it's more universal. It doesn't use NetBeauty. It's not Microsoft. It's basically totally open-ended. It's been around for years and years and years and years and years, and so it's a little bit more universal.
What are the comparable products, do you think, then, or comparable formats?
I think the Windows for Workgroups thing, or any, in fact, peer-to-peer network like Lantastic or something like that. But again, the exciting thing I think about it is that it's TCP. It's really geared towards TCP/IP.
Mm-hmm.
So it does all those things like, you know, Lantastic might do or Windows for Workgroups might do, but it is TCP/IP based. So basically, what you can actually do is, for example, if somebody in a part of the world might have a computer there, or a server of some sort running an NFS server, they might allow you to mount their, for example, Windows directory or maybe their accounting directory. And what you could do from somewhere else on the TCP/IP network, you could actually say mount Fred's accounting directory as my temporary directory or something like that. Then you can go to your temporary directory and actually run the programs as if you were at the other end of the machine. Now, sure, and access the files as if they were there. You can even use standard copy commands, for example, to copy the files over to your machine. No FTP required, no special commands required, no fancy transfer utilities required. Once you're logged in and connected to the other end, you've got access as if you're actually there. And I think that's the exciting part, that basically, I suppose, it's a hard disk on the other end of the internet. A bit like a hard disk on the end of a string. The other thing that's interesting about it is that public domain Unix, like Linux, for example, comes with NFS free of charge. And what it actually promises to do is that if you have a Linux server running NFS, you can actually run a thing called PC NFS for the PC on your PC workstations, your machines, and actually get into the server. And it's sort of a bit of a threat, really, against companies like Novell or maybe even Windows for Workgroups, because it can actually substitute for that, and you can build up your own local area network running NFS. And just because you're, for example, running Windows for a DOS-based machine, doesn't mean that even, for example, your Windows files and directories and whatever, there's no reason why they can't be on, for example, a Unix machine or a Mac machine or anything like that.
So where would you go to get a resource book on that if you wanted to learn about it, do you think?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I thought I'd mention a bit about it today, just to alarm people to start looking out for that. Now that the internet is growing, it's getting more popular, I think NFS is going to keep coming more to the fore.
Yep.
Now, the sort of people who do NFS would be, for example, Sun. If you talk to the Sun people, they would tell you about Sun NFS. And I think at last call, you could buy that for PC workstations. I think it was about $100 to $200 per machine.
Tech books and McGill's would have books and resource manuals.
I've never really looked around in the technical bookshops for NFS, but I think also if you start looking on the internet and you start doing maybe a search with AltaVista on network file system or NFS, I think you'll find heaps and heaps and heaps of information, because of course Sun push it. It's a facility that comes with Sun workstations. And Sun is on the net, so the NFS stuff would have to be on the net as well. It's exciting stuff to my mind.
All right, mate. Well, thank you very much. Rita, we've got to go pretty shortly because the fast fiction guys are going insane to come in.
Well,